Hi, this is Chip Davis from Mannheim Steamroller.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
This is the Money Man. That's right, Eddie Money, wishing everybody a very happy holiday.
Howdy, this is Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead.
This is Roger McGuinn, and you're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. This is one of the more difficult podcast episodes to record, and I hope I don't mess it up. A friend of mine passed away recently, and in an effort to respect the family's privacy, I'm going to just leave it at that. What he did for a living was a pretty far cry from Christmas and Christmas music, and even though it went against the stereotype of his vocation, he liked the sounds of Christmas. In fact, it's quite possible that if some who knew him from his work found out, they might laugh. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't care, but I'd rather err on the side of caution and not trouble his family and friends by actually mentioning his name. The Sounds of Christmas is not what made us friends. He was a listener first and didn't know I had anything to do with the station. In fact, he'd been a listener for around 15 years, maybe even from the very beginning. And one of the cool things about it, especially once I moved to the opposite side of the country from him, was that he lived in a small town, and I could look in the admin area of the Sounds of Christmas station and see that he was listening. I mean, I never really knew for certain, but the odds were good that it was him, particularly during those months that weren't all that close to Christmas. And while I didn't usually go through the listener stats, I would see the top ones. That is, the ones who had been listening for the longest consecutive amount of time. For example, right now, I can see that there are listeners in Sarasota, Florida, Cincinnati, Ohio, Anaheim, California, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and Dresden, Germany. There are others, those are just the top five. And when he was listening, he was usually in that group. It seemed he just turned the station on and let it play for hours and hours. It kind of made my day when I would check every now and then and see that he was listening. There are only a handful of people that I know in real life who are listeners, and also that I know what city they call home. My dad was like that, though he tended to mostly listen in December. He lived in a small town near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, so I always knew when that showed up, it was probably him. I didn't always see that he was listening, though, since a lot of people listen in December, and he didn't listen for long stretches. He liked to listen for about an hour, until he heard me on a commercial or something, and then he would message me on social media and say, "Just heard you." My friend who just passed didn't do that. In fact, he only mentioned that he listened in passing, and we never made a big deal about it. I was appreciative and always thanked him, but I never let on that I knew he was listening in March or in the summer or whenever. But I did, and there was something that was just kind of cool about that. I love sharing Christmas music with people all over the world and getting to feel like, especially in December, that I'm sort of sharing a small slice of the holiday with each one that listens. It just takes it to another level when it's someone you know, someone you're friends with, and they were listening because they liked it, not because they knew me and felt like they were somehow obligated. Though I hope none of my friends feel obligated to listen, but I am very grateful for those who do click play. I remember him telling me he liked to listen because it's not angry like the world often seems to be. It's joyful and peaceful, and he liked having that as part of his day, even more so when the world wasn't particularly joyful or peaceful. I noticed a few weeks ago that he wasn't there in the top five, but I didn't really think much of it at the time. It was late March or early April, after all. Then I heard how sick he was. Despite that, I kept hoping I'd see him pop back in there. Then I got word that he was gone. I have periodically put together podcast episodes after a singer or musician has died, and it seemed like I could also do that for a loyal listener who was also my friend. Then last weekend, I attended a celebration of life event for another friend. This was for Tom. Tom was a music promoter for many singers and bands. He and I connected for the first time about 17 years ago, maybe more. He was instrumental in helping me get interviews for a morning radio show I was producing. And more importantly to me, he helped make the Sounds of Christmas happen by getting me in touch with Mannheim Steamroller. Chip Davis graciously came on the radio show I was producing at somewhere around 4 a.m. his time. And he also helped me launch the Sounds of Christmas by promoting his latest release on it. Tom even got me and my family tickets to their concert when they came through San Diego that December, and he took me backstage to meet Chip. I don't want to get into name dropping and list all the artists Tom helped me connect with over the years, but it is staggering. I can go back year after year and trace different singers and bands back to him. And what's even more amazing is that this was just about Christmas music, at least for me. Tom had no such restrictions, and the list of clients he had, the roster of singers and musicians, is mind-blowing. Tom cared about the music. He loved it, which is why he did what he did for so many years. At least, that's my guess. In the age of MySpace, I had written a blog about my love of Christmas music and how I wanted to share that with others, since I felt traditional radio did such a poor job with it, playing the same short list of songs over and over. Tom read that blog and told me he was going to help me make my station happen. He connected me with Mannheim Steamroller, who was about to release their album Christmas Song, and they sponsored me that first year, and the year after, and the year after. Over the years, it seemed like every time Tom came across an artist with Christmas music, he sent them my way or reached out to me and told me to contact them. To be honest, I don't know if the Sounds of Christmas would have happened if it hadn't been for Tom. So I'm mourning two friends now, and it occurred to me that I'm probably not the only one who may already be thinking about Christmas without someone they cared about. In fact, I know I'm not the only one because of the music. There are a lot of Christmas songs that deal with this topic, and I thought I'd share some just in case you're in the same boat and maybe you'd also like to not feel so alone. I realize this doesn't always help. In fact, sometimes it makes the hurt worse. That's obviously not my intent, and I think the last song I'm going to mention here, which is probably my favorite of the bunch, puts it in the most helpful perspective. I'll start with Taylor Swift and her song, Christmas When You Were Mine. While most feel that this is a Christmas breakup song, it never really says that. And for those that have lost someone close, the lyrics really hit home. Leanne Rimes' Different Kind of Christmas is another one. She sings, even though it looks the same, everything has changed. There's also Scotty McCreery's Christmas in Heaven, which has the singer wondering how their loved one is celebrating the holiday in heaven. While Ed Sheeran and Elton John's recent single, Merry Christmas, isn't specifically about grieving the passing of someone loved, they do sing, I know there's been pain this year, but it's time to let it go. Next year, you never know, but for now, Merry Christmas. The thing about grief, especially when it seems like everyone else is happy and Merry Christmasing, is that song lyrics take on new, deeper meanings. And I don't say that in a dismissive way, not at all. Those kinds of emotions just cause us to feel things we may not have felt or even noticed before. With that said, there are at least a dozen songs by different artists with the title Christmas Without You. Some are certainly more directly about breakups than others, but most have that sentiment of spending the holidays without the one that you love. There's Vince Gill's song It Won't Be the Same This Year about the first Christmas after a brother has passed away. And Toby Mac teamed up with Tasha Layton for Christmas Hits Different this year for a song for anyone that is heading into their first Christmas after losing someone they cared about. They sing, quote, if Christmas hits different this year, you don't have to smile. I know how you feel if Christmas hits different this year, end quote. There are many, many more, of course, and I'm not going to try and give you a complete list, but I do want to mention What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas by The Emotions, with recent covers by Patti LaBelle and Molly Birch. While it's ostensibly a breakup song, it doesn't specify that. Quote, a silent night, I know it's going to be joy to the world, but it's going to be sad for me, end quote. I think this is a song for those of us fortunate enough to not feel grief going into the holidays. It reminds us that while we're lucky to have hearts full of joy, some of our friends and family may be having a tough time. Think about them. Invite them to be a part of any of the things you're doing to celebrate, and keep checking in on them throughout the season. Help them know that they really are not alone. And finally, Eddie Money's kids, Jess Money and Des Money, did a bit of a remake on his song Everybody Loves Christmas a few years ago to add lyrics about how they felt heading into Christmas without him, especially since it was a time of year he loved so much. Unlike most of the songs I've already mentioned, this one is more hopeful. It isn't just about letting you know that you aren't the only one going through this. It's more about remembering the good times. In this case, Eddie's kids sing about how much he loved Christmas. They sing, quote, "In my heart where you'll always be spending Christmas with the family, even though it's tough for us around this time of year. I may cry about it because it makes me sad, then remember stories that make me laugh. All the favorite memories remind me that you're still here." End quote. I know that song helped me out a lot when I was grieving the loss of my father. And the thing about grief, as many of you unfortunately know already, is that it doesn't ever really end. It has a way of showing up every once in a while, sometimes when you least expect it. And I just hope that in some small way, what I do with the Sounds of Christmas Station brings you some comfort and perhaps joy. Thanks so much for listening and hopefully helping me share some Christmas spirit and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas Station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to the podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, which I'll put a link to down in the show notes, so you can find us on your favorite streaming site, click over, and subscribe, and then you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas Station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.